Hey guys, welcome back to Film Core TV Corner. We are doing Handmaid's Tale, episode 3. Well, of the show, not our show. Okay. It's a confusing release schedule. Okay.
This is the second episode of Film Core, right?
Oh, correct. Okay. All right. So I'm Peter. We've also got Armani back from LA.
Ooh, it's cold, y'all.
And Lulu.
Hi.
Cool. So let's just get into it. First thoughts on the episode.
I feel like we're warming up, you know?
I agree.
I know we talked a lot about, well, you guys did specifically about like how the first two episodes are kind of like, what's happening? They've kind of lost their compass here from a storytelling device. Like now it feels like, wow, we're exploring some territory that we actually care about and haven't seen before.
I would agree. And I was pretty hard on the first two episodes along with Lulu.
I still think this episode wasn't that great, but you know, it did cover some new grounds and it kind of using your term table set a little more
newer it's definitely stuff. Still a lot of that, but I feel like just the amount of like there was way more stuff that happened in this episode. It wasn't just like, I mean, we were not even around the characters that were in last season. Now we're not really around any new characters that much either. We're just seeing little bits and pieces of people here and there, which is like fine with me. It's an interesting switch up. I mean, that was a big thing with the first two episodes was just kind of like, you know, we're seeing these characters from the last season and they're just kind of like hanging around. And it was like this weird. And then the second episode was like this almost like purgatory where it was just like, wait, are we going right back or are we not? Are we not? And now it's like we saw June just go through like all these different scenarios. Like there is an actual plot again, you know, even if it's just being on the run.
Yeah.
All right. So June is cooped up in the Boston Globe still. And she has moved on from crying about bullets in the wall to just exercising a lot, which is cool. It's very
therapeutic.
It's what a lot of people in prison do to take their mind off of boredom and shit.
I think it's in a way like sort of her taking her own body back in a way that like, I mean, she doesn't get to be like physically active as a handmaid. You know, you're very domesticated. So it's nice to just like say like, this is my body. I'm taking more ownership of it.
That's real.
And also definitely killing time.
I don't know. For me, I'm always like, what about the baby? You know, but.
That's... Oh, fuck. I keep forgetting that
you
she's
can,
pregnant.
You can definitely still exercise with a baby.
Yeah. It seems like she was like already a runner.
I do like how her running was kind of mirrored with Moira's in Canada. Yeah. Kind of showing the parallels of them trying to like adjust to some sort of like normalcy in their lives, you know. They often ran together. I don't know if you guys remember from the first season something they did.
Oh yeah, that was
so
like
in a way they're still running together.
That's a beautiful way
nice
to put it.
Nice little call out there. When we check in with Moira and Luke and everyone, we're starting to see a little bit more of like the outside perspective of Gilead. So Sons of Jacob is like mentioned in like a news
the radio. June's listening to them.
So that was interesting to hear. I don't really remember what they said besides that they are a thing.
I think a lot of this episode is kind of talking about the duality sort of like of both sides, you know, whether it be the other side of someone someone who's just escaped Gilead, who was, you know, part of the Eye, for example, and is now going to go through therapy and is being really rehabilitated. Or the same duality of, like, how does someone become with the Sons of Jacob? As June mentions, like, and as we see later, if she had just played her cards right or joined the right church, things would have been very different for her and Luke. You know? So kind of the two sides of the coin there, people who felt empowered by the movement and were able to be, you know, kind of swept up with it. And those who were simultaneously like pushed down by it.
She would have never been able to join. I mean, I don't think it matters for her so much about like joining a church though, because she was an adulterer, right, in the eye of the this new regime.
I think early enough she could have slid in there.
You think so? That's
maybe. I mean, like with June's mom or whatever, it like implies that they just dug up some old ass shit on her and like, yeah, you know, sent her off to the colony.
What'd you guys think about her relationship with her mom?
It was interesting. You guys were mentioning like how big of a disappointment she was to her mom, because her mom was this radical feminist, you know, who took her to these demonstrations, and then she grew up to be this person that would be the equivalent of white feminism. And like, it's interesting to see like how much June really didn't put up a fight, you know, and it makes sense about like what happened, like that thing we were talking about the second episode where she was like, I want another baby, you know, like,
yeah,
kind of like makes sense now knowing that.
Yeah, the contextualizing within the show of June as like an imperfect progressive is one of the smarter things I think they could have done.
Yeah.
Because as we were talking about in the last episode, and something that it's been criticized for a lot, just like the show in the first season is, while interesting, very narrow in its like, in its view of like how people are affected by, you know, fascism and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like one thing pointed out is just like, in the flashbacks of people like being denied, you know, birth control or abortions or anything like that, you know, minorities have plenty of experience with that already. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that the country is like turning into a fascist state.
Yeah.
I mean, that
this country, USA,
that in that, in like the '80s, it was happening, and yeah, you know, it wasn't necessarily like we might now be, but like, yeah. So to basically have the show actually call out June and be like, yeah, no, she's kind of basic, is
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people could get on board with that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that if, especially when looking at the difference between like her and Moira, like June had Luke as a sort of buffer between her and like the kind of laws that really were really impacting people. Mm-hmm. You know, like she ultimately had a husband who could sign off on her birth control if she needed to.
And that's why she
who had access to their funds, you know?
And that's why she didn't feel so bothered by it. But Moira being a lesbian.
Yeah, know, immediately her options were stripped away, you know?
What kind of a bad friend, if you ask me? Like, I don't know.
What could she have done, though?
I mean, well, she could have been more involved. I mean, you look at the way her mom like really idolized Moira. Like when June comes to her mom's house for that meeting, you know, she talks about, oh yeah, my job at the publishing house is going great. And her mom's like, but her friend Moira's cool. Right, yeah,
right. But that thing she's doing with Moira is way cooler. That website, right?
She was
like... Yeah, and shout out her mom, who's exactly the character from Transparent that she plays.
I wish it's a crossover.
Yeah.
I wish we got to see a little bit more. Like, she's dead, right?
There's we'll see more of her mom, even if it's in flashback. And also, I don't know, just with the way that this season is going, I almost wouldn't doubt that, like, she's, like, not dead or something.
Yeah.
That she's just, like, fucked up in the colonies or something like that. I don't know. The discovery of what happened to her mom was like way too like deus machina. Like the way that she was, you know, watching the presentation and then she sees the stock photo that's like, it's her mom. I was just kind of like, come on, guys. Like, that's, the odds of that are infinitesimal. And in the way that there is more contextualizing of June, there's also more contextualizing of the world. They covered like a ton of ground in this episode. June goes a lot of places, and also we start to see an expanding of the world of Gilead in a way that I've been like, that I'm actually interested in.
Yeah,
like the way that they're talking about like how certain churches benefited more from being around, just like they are, it's, you
like,
know,
it's like the Westboro church getting some strengths in this new regime, right?
I guess, yeah. That would be weird.
That is true. I mean, definitely, we wanted that world building. I feel like we got a lot of it the first season, but still in a pretty narrow scope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially only related to really the wealthy and the most elite in this kind of scenario. But now we're kind of seeing more of like the everyman.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, to be honest, I didn't even know it existed. Like, just compared to the last episode. I mean, it makes sense now that there are like different classes and stuff like that. But, you know, when you watch just the first season, you're kind of just like, wow, so America looks like this now. And it's like, kind of, but like not entirely.
I mean, it would make sense that, like, not every man gets to have a handmaiden, clearly. Right. Because, like, you know, we're not just handing those out.
Yeah, but like, it's also just kind of like, you know, is it so lopsided that there are, like, you know, 1% of people that live in those houses, and then, like, literally the rest of the population is, like, their staff, basically, or army, or blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. I didn't think it through in the first one. And now that we're seeing the rest of it, it's like, oh, yeah, duh. Like, there's a massive American population.
What do you think? Speaking of that group of people, the eco workers, I believe is the term. We meet Omar and his wife, and she mentions that like a lot of those women still have kids and are still considered to be quote unquote like fruitful. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they haven't taken them and forced them to be handmaidens?
Well, the reason why June was forced to be handmaiden because she was an adulterer in the eye of the new regime. Like that's and her, they don't recognize second marriages.
Oh,
so that's why I'm like, it doesn't matter what church you joined in, what you were trying to do. Like if you were somebody who they don't recognize divorce, and for them it's like a child out of wedlock, so you deserve to be punished. So that's
so all the handmaidens were I guess that makes sense. All of the handmaidens were like being punished.
Well, I think if you were legitimately married to someone within the religion, then you were probably spared. So you probably got to stay with your husband if you already like, you know, you aligned with their beliefs.
Or if you had like, but like, look at the one was the that lost her eyes. Like she had, I think
Janine.
Yeah. I think her story was that she had an abortion and that's why she was a handmaid's tale because she she could have children, but she like the one time she did, she either gave it away or she had an abortion. And then the teacher, Rory Gilmore,
Well, I think the qualifications to be a handmaiden were, one, could you have kids? Two, are you not already married in a recognizable marriage? If not, cool. Here we go, you know?
Yeah.
You're signed up.
But what if you're like, you could have children, but you... I mean, I guess it's all hypothetical, but like, if you could have children, but you haven't... You're single, living a single life.
Also, do
you
think they would capture those? Also, with people with kids, there isn't... They can't necessarily have more kids. Like, there could have been something that stopped them after having the kids already. Like, there could have been some sort of, like, biochemical, like, weapon or something like that. I mean, they're continuously referencing a war. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably be seeing flashbacks of, like, an actual, you know, thing going down to some degree. Yeah, I mean, we were looking at this, like, map that someone made based off the book of, like, what Gilead America looks like. And in the book, there are referenced, like, nuke sites in America where, like, Gilead nuked their own country.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a bunch of them. So there also could have been like biochemical weapons and stuff like that. So that could all have something to do with
the infertility of the masses.
Yeah.
They were saying how, you know, Auntie, what is her name?
Lydia.
Aunt Lydia, she was saying about how polluted the world has gotten and how we like poisoned our soils that caused infertility. So even before the bombing, it seemed like they were... You know.
Well, that's also their, like, you know,
brainwashing. Yeah, that's true.
You're right. Did you guys watch the Michelle Wolf White House correspondence?
I've only seen reactions to that.
Where are we going with this?
The Michelle Wolf White House correspondence speech. Did you catch the Handmaid's Tale reference?
No, I did not.
She She's like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I loved you in The Handmaid's Tale as Aunt Lydia.
Oh, wait, did you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response to that?
Yeah.
What was
she
it?
She said, oh, thank you. I'd love to be compared to such a strong woman. And we're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're crazy. Well, you obviously didn't watch the show at all.
What, like, after the dinner or whatever?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's... Oh, man. She, she got thrashed. June eventually, like, gets out of the...
Boston Globe,
which, thank God, I was, like... really worried that she was going to spend like several episodes yes, there.
Yes, me too.
What do you think was like the text that dude got that he was like, nope, it's not safe, I can't take you? Like, obviously he took her, but like...
Shit, dude, shit's popping off, don't come. Cops busted the party.
Yeah.
It's like, hot.
Yeah.
Maybe that is the reason that he like was caught or whatever, you know? It's kind of implied that he, you know...
It's definitely a trickle. I mean, once one person gets caught in kind of an underground ring, you don't really know how far those ripples are going to spread as more people get captured.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the network starts to fall.
Because of torturing, you think they're just like...
Well, I think, you know, as long as much you can hide, I mean, they're still using cell phones. There's still like some level of like traceability there.
That's true.
What do you guys think of him not leaving her at that hangar?
It was convenient that he wasn't more of a dick. Yeah. But, I mean, like, he clearly had a heart. I don't know. I'm getting a little tired of melodramatic June at this point, you know, with the, like, the standing in front of the car and no.
Defiantly.
No. Like, it just... I don't know.
Taking me.
I recognize that, like, I'm basically saying, like, I liked when she was subservient. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I liked that the first season called for a lot more subtlety in her performance. And now it kind of seems like there's, like, a grandstanding every fucking episode. And it's just come on.
I kind of would respect it if she just, like, hopped up to that driver window, just like punched through it, dragged him out of the car. I'm taking this fucking van.
Like, if you gotta go hard, like let's see her just lose her shit, you know?
Like her mom said, like, we're tired of relying on men. Fuck these dudes. He don't want to take you, you take your damn self.
Right.
Like she decides to do later on.
Right. And yeah, I mean, I liked where it got to. Like, I can see that they were like setting the stage for that or whatever, but like, yeah, I don't know. So eventually that it works, he takes her, and then his wife is a huge dick about it.
See you next Tuesday.
It's like when you if you bring a puppy home. It's like, it's our new dog now. And she's like, what the hell? Yeah. Keep that dog off my rug.
And also, it's illegal to have dogs.
Like, our landlord's going to be pissed.
And, like, shoot us. I mean, like, I understood her reaction in terms of... I understood her reaction entirely because, like, for one, you know, he wasn't supposed to have done that in the first place. So, you know, you would be pissed if there was a fucking hostage in your...
Or not a hostage, but refugee. It's scary in those times, like, you could, like, she's probably thinking of her own mortality at this point, like, her family.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you saw the neighbor come by. It was really weird.
Yeah.
The neighbor just stands at the door and is like, you guys home? Are you sure you're not home? Like, you know, really, like, everyone could be an eye.
Yeah.
Which is very, very KGB of them. Like, just for everyone to be taught to be spies for each other. And then we also learned that there's, like, a huge prejudice against handmaids, which is interesting.
I think so, too. It is almost like they think it's a choice. It's like they don't really see that it's, like, these women are being pinned down and raped. And instead they're like, you should have died. Like, how dare you, like... subject yourself to that
or give up your kid like that.
It's interesting because it is kind of like
shaming
the rest of the population adopting the propaganda of Gilead to the handmaids. that was a complicated sentence, but what I mean is, like, the handmaids are, like, being taught that, like, this is the highest honor you could possibly have.
Yeah.
And, like, so the rest of the population sees that they're not as fucking brainwashed, maybe, and they're kind of just like, oh, so, you know, those are, like, the elite's prostitutes.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. They're know? Like, these hoes living in this nice house.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing nothing, banging this guy, this husband to this other woman. Like, they look like they're living the high life.
Right.
They're like, definitely not seeing the darkness behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a great point.
It's, like, lost my train of thought.
I think there's also, like, when it comes to, like, victim shaming too, like, a lot of women, I'm not trying to generalize, but some of them, like, oh, she was weak, you know, there's a lot of words passed around when it talks about, like, I mean,
she definitely about straight up called June weak, basically.
Oh, yeah, about rape victim. It's like, oh, you know, like, this would never happen to me because I'm a strong woman who doesn't put up with that kind of shit,
right.
You know, and it's like, there's this misconception.
Yeah, she doesn't want to, like, hear her side. Yeah. She doesn't want to. And, like, June knows that. And I think that that's, like, a big sign of growth for her.
Maturity,
that she's just like, I'm not going to get to know this woman. I'm going to be here for, like, a day.
Yeah.
She's brainwashed. Yeah. You know, everyone is. Just let her fucking go.
She does, like, like, it's like she gives her, like, I don't know if you guys have worked in the service industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That fucking quip she made about, I'd rather die than give my child up. And June's like, yeah, I used to think that too. This is, like, you're way behind what's actually the problem here.
Yeah, right. It's like, just she like she's not even going to engage.
Yeah.
It's like she was, like, completely unaware that she got, like, knocked out, like, knocked out of,
like, that she wouldn't last 2 seconds down there, so don't even act like it.
Like, you know, June's walking around and, you know, like, just when she's, like, looking out the window on the train, just seeing buildings and stuff is, like, you can tell she's, like, a little bit excited. She's, like, a little bit, like, damn, this is pretty cool.
I'm
like,
out here.
Being out.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, like, Kanye. You know, how... I don't know.
How?
Oh, you didn't hear what he said at TMZ? Like, how,
like, slavery was a choice?
Yeah, it's like, it makes it seem like they believe that the handmaids, all of that is a choice too. And it's, I don't know.
Impression's never a choice, people.
Yeah,
right. Let's not even dip our toes into the Kanye thing.
Sorry.
Because that's probably several podcasts worth of discussion. Interesting, disturbing things happening in real life and television. And she escapes, kind of.
Briefly.
Yeah. Just briefly.
Did wheels leave the ground? We don't know. For a second?
Yeah, I don't know. But, man, I gotta hand it to them. They had me going on that one. I really thought they were going to at least get to, like, another state or something. You know, I did not expect just, like, the instant shoot down. Maybe that was just me getting wrapped up in it. I don't know. Do you guys think that it was going to happen or no?
No, I thought, I mean, honestly, once we had that entire thing about her, like, letting go of her baggage with Hannah and, like, saying goodbye. And sometimes that's what you do as a mother. You let go of things. You let go of your children for the better of them, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, cool. We've arced. We're here. We're ready to go. Next chapter.
Yeah.
Then I was like, damn, we're shot down. I was like, are we? We're gonna make it? And I was like, no, we're not. The pilot's shot. Right. Oh shit! They're dragging her out. It's over.
And what a fucked up arc too. I feel like that moment of, like, emotion was an interesting. I don't know. It was an interesting emotion to feel, because, like, it's kind of tragic what she comes to, the conclusion of just kind of, like, I have to leave my child behind.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not really a, like, all right, personal progress kind of thing. It's more like it's not really, like, a decision between moral and immoral. It's more just like, I'm probably not going to actually be able to get her back. And also, I actually can escape right now.
Yeah.
It's fucked up and selfish, but, like, it makes the most
sense. Why is it all on her though? Like her
her daughter ain't doing nothing to get free.
No, not that. But I'm saying like Luke had no
qualms. Oppression is never a choice.
I just say that Luke had no problem escaping, you know, like
he really just jogged up to that point.
He was not like, ooh, I'm saying goodbye to my daughter and all that stuff. Like, you know, it's I don't know. It just seems like for me, I'm just like the smartest decision for her is like leave, go to Canada, recruit people and like try to get her back, like get an army together, you know, like you can't do it alone. And
Who do you think was the reason they got caught? I thought it was a fucking driver. They should have left him. I was like, you ain't coming, dude.
Yeah, there was the like, one that got definitely shot? A
vibe. I was like, you're like, the bag needs to go back. We're going to just take her. Like, you can hang out for a second.
Why do they have, like, you know, body vests and shit like that?
What you want? Well, the stage is like, Gilead's handing those out.
Yeah, right.
I was kind of annoyed by the split secondness of it. You know, like, they just made it in time to catch this plane, to shoot it down. Mm-hmm. But it's a show.
Yeah, it's a show. They have to, yeah.
My heart was as wrenched as June was out of the cockpit.
Yeah, that was a great shot. Her like even down to that last little like she's like grabbing the netting in between the pilot seat and like her like, you know, you're really on board with it. Like you're really just kind of like, oh shit, maybe she'll actually just like suddenly know how to fly a plane and like then it's like no. She's totally captured again.
I was kind of surprised that they shot at it, considering she's a high value person.
Yes, yeah. That's
they didn't necessarily know it was her.
That's true.
Facts.
That's true. Oh, even more reason why I fucking believe it was that one driver who got on that plane. They probably even know it was her.
Yeah, he was probably a plant.
They're probably gonna be like, oh, they're you're so right. They're probably pulled around like, oh shit, we got a handmaiden. Shit, we got to call in. Oh right. Shit, it's the one. You know.
Yeah.
Eating good tonight, boys.
Though, I mean, there could have been multiple reasons. Like you were saying earlier, the wife of the guy could have like totally done something. But also the fact that they didn't come back kind of implies that they probably weren't captured, because I feel like people would have like stormed the place or something immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well... there's strategy, you know. It's like, do they want to wait and try and catch the guy who's helping to smuggle people too? True. If they know they can wait till nightfall and get everyone at once.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems kind of risky for them to wait for to try
if
and
they
get
interrogated the if they interrogated Omar, they would have known that they were going to the like airfield. So
I mean, who knows? June could have maybe have left right in time. We don't know the timetable of any of these events, but sure.
And things do seem to happen just when they need to in Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Which would be a cool thing for them to fucking cool it on. But it's fine. It's fine. Episode in full. What would you rate it?
Out of what? What's our scale?
Scale that you choose.
Ooh, all right.
In fact, I require a different scale being used for each person.
Okay. On a tasty scale.
Okay.
Oh, what does that mean?
A zero being like 2-day-old Filet-O-Fish
from
McDonald's. And a 10 being like Margie's ice cream. I'd give it a Taco Bell Chalupa.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty good. Fucking good. There's some moments where I'm like, why are we here? Mm-hmm. You know, why are we doing this for ourselves?
Very similar to a Chalupa.
Just when I thought I reached a satisfying conclusion, I had to go to the bathroom. So that was kind of like this episode's arc for me.
That's a great analogy. All right, Lulu.
I think I'm gonna rate it on the depressive scale. So like 0 would be like, oh, super joyous, no depression there, and 10, super depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will give it like a 7. So like seasonal depression.
These are great scales. This has got to be a thing we do every episode.
That was a great question.
I would say on a scale of Larry David noises from to hey, I would say probably like a
hey. Okay.
You know, so it was like I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that I was like really grabbed by a few moments in ways that I haven't been for like the last like 60 minutes of this series. And you know, for a lot of TV shows, it's just kind of like, you don't even think that way, but like they raised the bar super high last season.
Yeah.
And,
they gotta hit higher.
They gotta get higher. So I think that this episode has really interesting world building. The plot is finally moving, and I'm pretty excited to see where it goes. The flashbacks were now actually adding to my understanding of a character rather than just kind of like, oh, their life was cool and then it sucked. Like, you know? So that was definitely cool. Hoping for more Gilead, more mom.
Mom.
In flashback or fucked up colony mom.
Yeah.
I still want to see more flashbacks of the beginning of Gilead, so I'm hoping we get that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to see, like, I think Lulu mentioned, I want to see Hannah. I want to see her life. I want to see day-to-day life of, like, what a child's life is in that world when they're taken from their parents.
Yeah.
Because that is something we've never, they haven't really talked about. It's been super secretive. Yeah. We've never seen, and I'm super curious about it.
For some reason, I imagine it being like not Matilda, but Madeline.
Yeah, with the little girls in two straight
like a
lines.
Really dark Madeline.
Yeah, that's how I'm imagining, like, she'll be.
Yeah.
That's honestly like that is probably exactly what it's gonna be like. Oh my god, like, it's so scary.
If there's like a Pepito character, like he just dies. Like he's just dead.
Yeah, Pepito doesn't make it.
There was a bad boy named Petit that he just got shot.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Although he'd probably be like a commander's son or anything. I don't know. We're getting way too far into this Madeline crossover.
I need a refresher. Remember in the season finale.
I thought you almost said Infinity War. Keep going.
Remember Infinity War?
The ultimate crossover.
The Avengers saves.
Only the Avengers can stop Gilead. T'Challa versus Fred.
Yes. Little claws come out. I escape. Sorry. All
right. This is now a fan fiction podcast. We're only going to talk about fan fiction theories. Lulu, continue.
Just need a refresher. In season one finale, we see the Martha, one of the Martha, receiving a packet of letters. What's up with that?
We don't know what happened, but we do know that it's going to be important because in the opener for this season, in the, like, what happened last time, they, like, make a specific point about talking about it.
Okay.
Also, I think in the first episode, is there the implication that Serena Joy has seen the letters?
No. She's just, like, telling her, like, I still hate you, June.
Don't be a smart girl.
You still suck.
Don't do that smart girl shit.
Do you think she's going to go home to them? Just quick, what do you think she's going to... She's going to be locked down. She's not going back to her house. She can't be trusted.
There's got to be some massive torture about to happen.
What about the baby? You know, it just seems... Like,
As I said last time, I don't think Gilead shares your feelings about the proper birth.
I mean, the stress is real, though. I mean, as they show, they didn't want to do the same corporal punishment on June as they did the other women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I guess they'll just throw her in the thing.
They're going to do something. I mean, maybe some sort of like solitary confinement situation. Yeah. But like, to be fair, they have to be careful with physical strain in her body.
Sure.
So I think it's definitely all going to be more psychological.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy.
Still affects the baby psychologically. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, they've got a power structure to maintain.
Yeah, you're right.
So, All right. Well, I think that about does it. I'm going to wrap this up and go keep watching The Looming Tower.
Okay.
Now that I've got Hulu, I'm going fucking Hulu.
Watch The Path, y'all.
Wild. Is The Path good?
Should we make a podcast over that?
Okay. Path, nah. It's worth a recap. I give it a shout out. Aaron Paul's amazing, but.
Yeah.
What about Legion?
I don't know why you guys are trying to watch the show.
It's great. I watched 2 episodes of the first season. It was pretty fucking good.
Oh, okay. Watch more so we can talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, cool.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
guys.
We'll
see you guys next time. Going not to bitch. I'll see 4 million. Accelerating fast. I could